pilgrims be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Before we commence our study today, let us pray and ask God to help us to receive His instruction.
在我们进行今天的研究之前，先让我们祷告，祈求上帝帮助我们接受他的训诲。
请各位同我低头祷告。慈爱的天父上帝，我们实在感谢你的恩典，你让我们领有这样的机会，可以在你的面前领受你的道理。求主差遣你的灵到每一位听众的心内，帮助他们可以明了我们今天所研究的学科。这样的祈求自己不配，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Today we continue the study about Christianity.
今天我们继续研究关于基督教的事。
In our last broadcast, we emphasized the universality of Christianity.
在上一次广播的时候，我们强调基督教乃是一种国际性的宗教。
The 20th century has seen the rapid spread of Christianity to every nation under heaven.
在二十世纪，基督教已经传扬到几乎每一个国家。
The teachings of Christianity have power.
基督教的教训是有能力。
And we wish to study the secret of this power.
我们也希望研究这种能力的秘诀。
The subject of our second lesson is a practical religion.
我们第二课的题目是实际的宗教。
Please turn in your book to page 4.
请翻开你的书，翻到第四页。
Lesson 2, a practical religion.
第二课，实际的宗教。
Some people say,
有的人说，
I'm a realist.
我是务实际的人。
Christianity is too abstract.
基督教太过于抽象。
Too unreal for me.
对我是太不实际。
I want a religion.
我需要一种宗教。
Which will help me to solve my everyday problems.
能帮助我解决我日常的问题。
If Christianity is studied,
如果在研究基督教的时候，
merely as another religious philosophy,
仅仅是像研究其他宗教的哲理那样，
then it will seem lifeless.
那它就似乎是没有生命的了。
But if a student of Christianity,
但是如果研究基督教的人
will put its teachings into practice,
能够把他的教训付诸实行，
he will find it the world's most practical religion.
他就会发现基督教乃是世界上最实际的宗教。
Christian theory alone will solve nothing.
徒有基督教的理论是不能解决什么。
But Christian principles,
但是基督教的原则
lived out in the life of the believer,
能在信徒的生活上实行出来，
will bring to him happiness,
就会使他获得喜乐
and satisfaction,
和满足。
In its educational program,
在这教会所推行的教育计划，
its medical services,
还有医药的服务，
and its philanthropic work,
还有慈善的工作之中，
carried on by many mission organizations throughout Asia,
这是在亚洲各个地方由教会团体所推行的。
We see Christianity in action.
我们就可以看见正在行动的基督教。
Few are the people who have not been benefited by the charitable services of Christian institutions.
很少人是没有得过基督教机构慈善服务的益处。
You see, this means that the people who have not been benefited by Christian institutions are very few.
意思就是说，没有得过这种服务的益处的人是很少。
In other words, many people have received this benefit.
换一句话说，就是很多人都得过这样的益处。
The story of Christianity's effect upon the uncivilized races of earth.
基督教在这世界上未开化的民族之中所具有的感化力的故事
is a thrilling chapter of history.
乃是历史上使人兴奋的一章。
Many missionaries have gone into isolated places of this world.
有很多的传教士进入了与外界隔绝的地区。
In these areas,
在这些个地区里头
they have found naked savages.
他们曾经发现有那些裸体的野蛮人。
Many of these people,
其中有好些人
were cannibals.
是吃人的生番。
But when the gospel of Jesus is preached to them,
但是向他们宣讲了耶稣的福音之后
Thousands leave their savage life.
便有成千成万的人离开了他们那种野蛮的生活
and become Christians.
而成为基督徒。
What a great change the story of Jesus makes upon these uncivilized people.
耶稣的故事使这些未开化的人起了多么大的变化。
Or the story of Jesus makes a great change in the lives of uncivilized people.
换一句话说，耶稣基督使这些未开化的人的生活上起了很大的变化。
They put on clean clothes.
他们穿上了清洁的衣服。
They learned to read and write.
他们学会了读书和写字。
And before long, they look like civilized people.
过不了多久，他们就像是文明人了。
Before, they were dishonest.
以前呢，他们是不诚实的人。
Murderous.
好杀人的。
Filthy savages.
也是一种污秽的野人。
Now, they are honest.
现在他们是诚实了。
Upright.
正直。
Clean men and women.
清洁的男女。
Can any other religion accomplish such miracles?
有什么其他的宗教能够实现这同样的神迹呢？
It is an established fact.
那么有一个不容否认的事实，
that where Christianity flourishes,
就是说基督教在什么地方兴旺，
there crime, bloodshed, and immorality decreases.
在那个地方犯罪、流血、淫乱的事就会减少。
The power of Christ
基督的能力
is the power of love
也就是爱的能力。
Many have the mistaken idea
很多人有一种错误的观念
that Christianity is a comparatively new religion
以为基督教是一种比较新的宗教。
They say it is popular now
他们说现在它很时兴
But will it last?
但是能不能够长久存在呢？
Others exclaim
还有人这样说
Why should we turn from the teachings of Buddha?
为什么我们要离弃这个佛教的教训
Who lived 500 years before Christ?
佛陀他是要比基督还早300年
Or the teachings of Mencius
或者是为什么要以他来取代孟子的教训
Who lived 300 years before Christ
他也比基督早300年
Or the teachings of Confucius
还有孔子的教训
Who lived 500 years before Christ.
他比基督早500多年。
Or the teachings of Lao Tzu.
或者是老子的教训。
Who lived 600 years before Christ.
他也比基督早600年。
Please do not forget.
请不要忘记。
That the teachings of Christianity.
这是基督教的教训。
Did not originate with the birth of Christ on earth.
并不是起源于基督降生于世的时候。
Several thousand years before Confucius lived,
在孔子之前好几千年,
the seeds of Christianity,
基督教的种子,
were sown in the hearts of men,
就已经撒入人们的心田之中了。
The truths of the Christian faith,
基督教信仰的真理,
were given to the ancient Jews,
已经赐给了古时候的犹太人。
Their father Abraham,
他们的祖先亚伯拉罕,
lived 1800 years before Christ came to this world.
在世的时候比基督来到这世界上的时候早1800年。
Many people think,
很多人这样想,
that the history of the Christian church,
认为基督教教会的历史,
is only 1900 years long,
仅仅不过是1900多年而已。
But, in the broader sense,
但是在广义来说,
it is much longer than that,
它的历史就悠久得多了。
Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity, said,
耶稣基督教的创始者曾经这样说，
Before Abraham was, I am.
还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
His life on earth was but a small span of his timeless existence.
他在世上的生活，在他没有时间性的存在之中，仅仅不过是一个很短的一段时间而已。
The object of Christianity today,
今天基督教的目标,
is to restore the true worship of God.
就是恢复起初对上帝的真实的崇拜。
As it was in the beginning,
就好像是起初一样。
At that time, the world had only one faith.
在那个时候，这世界上是只有一种信仰。
The purpose of these lessons,
这些课程的目的,
is to proclaim that original faith of our first parents.
乃是要宣扬我们始祖原来有的那种信仰。
This is the only faith which can unite all men as brethren.
这是唯一能够使全人类像兄弟一般团结起来的信仰。
In this faith alone is the hope of the world.
世界的希望就是在乎这种信仰。
Well, I hope that was not too fast for you.
希望我念的不对你来说不是太快。
I think now we will look at the new words, the vocabulary words.
现在我们来看一看我们的生字。
Let's go back to the fourth page.
请翻到第四页。
And look at the 9 vocabulary words at the foot of the page.
看这一页下面的九个生字。
1. Abstract. Abstract. 2. Philosophy. Philosophy. 3. Practical. Practical. 4. Theory. Theory. 5. Satisfaction. Satisfaction. 6. Philanthropic. Philanthropic. 7. Organization. Organizations. Eight. Benefited. Benefited. Nine. Charitable. Charitable. Number 10. Uncivilized. Uncivilized. 11. Thrilling. Thrilling. 12. Isolated. Isolated. 13. Cannibals. Cannibals. 14. Murderous. Murderous. 15. Flourishes. Flourishes. 16. Decreases. Decreases. 17. Mistaken. Mistaken. 18. Comparatively. Comparatively. On the last page, page 6, there are 4 more words.
在第六页，就是最后一页，还有四个生字。
19. Originate. Originate. 20. Span. Span. 21. Objective. Objective. 22. Proclaim. Proclaim. I do not think that I need to explain these words to you because they are translated into Chinese.
我想我不必把这些字的意思向各位解释，因为在课文上已经有了翻译。
You can study them for yourself.
那么各位可以自行研究。
Now perhaps you would like me to read the entire lesson over in English without translation.
也许各位喜欢我但用英文把课文再念一遍。
This will help you not only in your pronunciation of the words,
这不但是可以帮助各位在发音方面得着益处，
but it will help you in the expression and in the emphasis of the sentence structure.
也可以帮助各位了解我们所用的语气以及句子的构造这一方面。
Beginning at the top of page 4, a practical religion. Some people say, I'm a realist. Christianity is too abstract, too unreal for me. I want a religion which will help to solve my everyday problems. If Christianity is studied merely as another religious philosophy, then it will seem lifeless. But if the student of Christianity will put its teachings into practice, he will find in it the world's most practical religion. Christian theory alone will solve nothing. But Christian principles lived out in the life of the believer will bring to him happiness and satisfaction. It is educational. In its educational program, its medical services, and its philanthropic work carried on by many mission organizations throughout Asia, we see Christianity in action. Few are the people who have not been benefited by the charitable services of Christian institutions. The story of Christianity's effect upon the uncivilized races of earth is a thrilling chapter of history. Many missionaries have gone into isolated places of this world. In these areas, they have found naked savages. Many of these people were cannibals. But when the gospel of Jesus is preached to them, thousands leave their savage life and become Christians. What a great change the story of Jesus makes upon these uncivilized people. They put on clean clothes. They learn to read and write. And before long, they look like civilized people. Before, they were dishonest, murderous, filthy savages. Now they are honest, upright, clean men and women. Can any other religion accomplish such miracles? It is an established fact that where Christianity flourishes, there crime, bloodshed, and immorality decreases. The power of Christ is the power of love. Many have the mistaken idea that Christianity is a comparatively new religion. They say it is popular now, but will it last? Others exclaim, why should we turn from the teachings of Buddha, who lived 500 years before Christ? Or the teachings of Mencius, who lived 300 years before Christ? Or the teachings of Confucius, who lived 500 years before Christ? Or the teachings of Lao Tzu, who lived 600 years before Christ? Please do not forget that the teachings of Christianity did not originate with the birth of Christ on earth. Several thousand years before Confucius lived, the seeds of Christianity were sown in the hearts of men. The truths of the Christian faith were given to the ancient Jews. Their father, Abraham, lived 1800 years before Christ came to this world. Many people think that the history of the Christian church is only 1900 years long, but in the broader sense, it is much longer than that. Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity, said, "Before Abraham was, I am." His life on earth was but a small span of his timeless existence. The objective of Christianity today is to restore the true worship of God as it was in the beginning. At that time, the world had only one faith. The purpose of these lessons is to proclaim that original faith of our first parents. This is the only faith which can unite all men as brethren. In this faith alone is the hope of the world. Dear friend, I hope you are becoming more and more interested in this great subject.
亲爱的朋友, 我是希望你渐渐地对这些伟大的题目发生兴趣。
You should arrange your daily program so as to be able to study with us at this time.
你应当安排你每天的工作，好，在这个时候跟我们一同来研究。
We are going to examine the major doctrines of the Christian religion step by step.
我们要一步一步地来查考基督教的主要的道理。
And as we study, God will reveal to us the secret of power in this widespread religion.
在我们研究的时候，上帝就要将这一个传播的很远的宗教里头所有能力的秘诀告诉我们。
May he bless you abundantly as you study with us.
但愿我们一同研究的时候，上帝丰丰富富地赐福给你。
好了，我们的时间到了，我们愿意说再会。愿上帝多多地赐福于你，给你身体的健康，心灵的快乐。 我们下一次再相会。